And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. The Michigan Department of Transportation announced the shoreline stabilization along M25 will continue. Michigan Department of Transportation will invest $7.3 million to stabilize the slope along M25 along Lake Huron. The work that is being done is to the south end of the French Line Road. The stabilization project, which started in 2025, will begin again on April 16th and is expected to be done on May 8th. Besides stabilization and slope restoration, the work will include drainage upgrades, guardrail work, pavement markings, and culvert improvements. The work to stabilize the slope is to prevent further erosion to prolong the life of the roadway. While the work is being done, two-way traffic will be maintained via a single lane closure with temporary traffic signals. And the Tuscola County Commissioners will conduct a committee meeting of the whole at 8 a.m. on Monday, April 13th in the boardroom at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Cairo. According to the preliminary agenda, the board will review proposed changes to the medical examiner contract with Dr. William Marone, who operates Capital Toxicology. The county's equalization report will be presented, and the board will consider having Great Lakes Tower and Antenna to do an inspection of the Central Dispatch Tower as well. And if you would like more details on how you can join digitally, you can always go to our article, which has details there. And April 9th marked a major step forward for plans to build a brand new ice arena here in Bad Axe, as the building had arrived earlier than anticipated. Project leaders say the early delivery puts the effort well ahead of schedule, and they also credit strong community support and donations for helping move the project forward, bringing the long-envisioned arena closer to becoming a reality right here in Bad Axe. And beginning in December of 2026, the federal government will automatically enroll eligible men ages 18 to 25 in the Selective Service System. Officials say the change will eliminate the need for individuals to register on their own. However, they will use existing government records to complete the process. The update is intended to streamline registration, improve compliance, and reduce the number of missed signups. Authorities emphasize, however, that the change does not signal the return of a military draft. The U.S. Armed Forces at this time remain an all-volunteer force, and any move to reinstate a draft would require a separate decision by federal leaders. In summary, automatic selective service registration is set to begin in late 2026, but there's currently no draft in place to utilize it. And we will be right back after a few public service announcements.
My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, but with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Look around. From the beginning, America was shaped by the wild. But today we're divided, except for our love of wildlife and wild places they and we call home. Out here, there's no left or right. There's only right and wrong. Join Defenders of Wildlife and stand for what's right. Because in our love for what we share, we are closer than you think. Learn more at defenders.org.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.